It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Participants are expected from all over the Southwest to get some ink at the Mimbres Region Arts Council's Print Fiesta in Silver City this weekend. Casey Counts has more.
I'm interested to hear all about the steamroller printing spectacle from the council's executive director, Kevin Linkner. But first, what does the Southwest Print Fiesta bring to Silver City?
It brings the best artisans from three or four states. We have people from Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas coming to Silver City, converging, where we become the print capital of the Southwest. The festival has different components. Friday, October 11th, we have three exhibitions opening, and those receptions are from 5 to 8 in beautiful downtown Silver City. October 12th is the Artisan Market, and that runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's a one-day-only marketplace of prints. And then on Sunday the 13th, we have workshops and activities for people to sign up and learn more about all the different kinds of printmaking.
Yeah, I was looking a little bit about the workshops and your visiting artist.
Yes, we have a master printer, Valparie, from, I believe she's from Finland. So we have a little exoticness and international printmaking. She's from the Tamarind Institute up in Albuquerque. And we're just really glad to have her come and share her knowledge with us and everybody who attends.
When you talk about the world of art that people will be exposed to during the Southwest Print Fiesta, what does it encompass?
Well, we're mainly focusing on printmaking. So various forms of etchings, woodcuts, all different kinds of techniques, but it's all multiples. So what that means is instead of having $10,000 paintings to buy, we have a lot of affordable art because they're making more than one from their print, but they're different editions, you would say. And that makes it great to start a collection or add to your collection from, like I said, artists from all over the Southwest.
This is the fourth,
this is our fourth
fiesta.
Annual.
How has it changed from the first year?
Well, it's grown, and it's grown nicely. We have more artists from, like I said, more states that are coming. It's not just a local artisan. It's actually more people from out of town and from out of state than there are from New Mexico. But it's a great meeting place, not only for buyers who are interested in art, but for artists to meet up with other artists. People from Tucson can meet with people in El Paso, and Silver City is in the middle of that. So we're happy to host all these great artisans.
Would the workshops be worthwhile for someone who, say, never has put their hands in ink before?
Yeah, well, we have all different levels of ability workshops for them. We have some letterpress workshops, which is learning how that old form of printing, how all our newspapers started out with blocks of type, and they're all meant to be introductory or very easy to pick up quickly. So all levels of ability.
What inspired this very specific fiesta?
The steamroller. So I had been looking, we have a letterpress shop in our town, Power and Light, and we were talking one day about how much New Mexico loves festivals, and it kind of started as a joke, we should make a printmaking fiesta or festival, and I go online, and there are already 100 of them, but not in New Mexico. So we kind of borrowed some ideas from different places, and the steamroller was one thing that jumped out, as well as a way for people to buy affordable art.
That piqued my curiosity. Steamroller printing spectacle. What does that mean exactly?
So technically, it's not a real steamroller because we're not using steam anymore, but it's one of those big road rollers, as you can imagine. And artists, we have four artists that were juried to create a 36-inch by 36-inch woodcut, or a linoleum cut, I should say. And they etch it. Takes them a long time to carve that big plate, and we ink it up, and we run a steamroller over it, and that produces these large format prints that it's just kind of fun to watch heavy construction equipment run over things.
Who gets to drive the steamroller?
Oh, we have a very qualified and licensed steamroller driver who's been the same driver for the last 4 years, but it's just a fun day to watch these things get inked up. And we do about one artist per hour starting on Saturday. It's a Saturday only, and that starts at about 11 o'clock. And again, it's watching art being made right before your eyes. You see it in one form, and they run over it with the paper, and they lift it up, and it's a great reveal of an artist's hard work.
Find everything you need to know about the Fiesta at membrasarts.org. Hear my full interview with Mr. Lenkner at krwg.org. For KRWG Public Media, this is KC Counts.
Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way. And remember, you can keep updated all day long at our website, krwg.org. We're on social media as well. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the KRWG News YouTube channel.